I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. Cold Mountain is novelist Charles Frazier's Civil War tale of a disillusioned Confederate soldier who deserts and journeys home on foot to the mountains of North Carolina. An opera based on Frazier's bestseller is making its world premiere this summer in Santa Fe, with music by Pulitzer Prize winner Jennifer Higdon, who grew up just a few miles from where the novel is set. I asked Jennifer Higdon, when she first started thinking about composing an opera, what kind of material she was looking for to base that opera on.
Actually, I was just looking for something that struck my heart. Cold Mountain was an interesting find because I had read so many novels thinking, would this make a good opera? And I got onto the third page, literally the third page, and I realized, I could feel it on a very instinctive level, that this was the story that needed to be told. Maybe it's because the area resonated with me. I didn't realize at the time why, but the speech patterns that Charles Frazier wrote were so familiar. And because I've been away from East Tennessee for like over 30 years now, there was something about it that felt like I was coming home.
This is your first opera, which is very exciting. Did you have any templates that you used to guide you? Any favorite operas or composers who you looked at?
Yeah, you know, this journey for me actually started about 10 years ago. And so for the first 5 years when I was looking for a story and trying to figure out what I was going to do, I attended tons of opera. I flew out to all kinds of world premieres. And then I just started getting scores, tons of scores and recordings, and going through everything from standard repertoire, Puccini, Mozart, to anything that had been written even like yesterday. But I have to admit, Benjamin Britten's operas were the thing that kind of taught me the most about balancing the voice and an orchestra, because I'm known primarily for my orchestral writing, but if you write orchestrally, it doesn't mean it's going to work with the voices. So you have to figure out how to balance the number of instruments on a stage with maybe just one singer on a stage. So I studied scores. I mean, it's really been kind of very in-depth absorption of the opera world. It's like jumping in the deep end of the ocean, not really knowing how to swim. You might be able to dog paddle, but you do your best to learn as many different kinds of strokes of swimming because you need different speeds and you're going to have to cover different distances.
Now, you mentioned Benjamin Britten and Puccini. In their operas, Madame Butterfly and Billy Budd, they use musical themes that relate to the regions that those operas are taking place in. One would assume from Cold Mountain, where the region is so important, that you did that here too.
Actually, I did. This was a thought about bluegrass. I really had to think about what do bluegrass players do. They use a lot of open strings on their instruments. They often have drones going. I came up with the idea of giving each of the percussionists a pitch pipe that they use to tune guitars, because that little reed sound sounds exactly like a harmonica. So I tried to find sounds that kind of mimic the Appalachian feel. There is actually a bluegrass section in there. But I looked at how Britten made the orchestra so transparent, and I looked at Puccini, how emotional he manages to make his operas, and tried to find a good medium in there using bluegrass.
Composer Jennifer Higdon's new opera, Cold Mountain, is based on Charles Frazier's 1997 bestseller. It's on stage through August at the Santa Fe Opera. For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.